1 Samuel chapter 22. David left Gath and escaped to the cave of Adullam. When his brothers and all his father's house heard it, they went down to him there. Everyone who was in trouble, in debt, or discontent gathered around him, and he became their commander. There were about 400 men with him. David went from there to Mizpah in Moab. He said to the king of Moab, "Please let my father and my mother stay with you until I know what God will do for me." So he brought them before the king of Moab, and they stayed with him all the while David was in the stronghold. The prophet Gad said to David, "Leave the stronghold, go to the land of Judah." Then David departed and went to the forest of Hereth. Saul heard that David and his men had been located. Now Saul was sitting under the tamarisk tree on the hill at Gibeah, with his spear in his hand, and all his servants were standing around him. Saul said to his servants who stood around him, "Listen, you Benjaminites, will the son of Jesse give every one of you fields and vineyards? Will he make you all commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds? Is that why all of you have conspired against me? There is no one who informs me when my own son makes a solemn pact with the son of Jesse. None of you is sorry for me, or informs me that even my own son has stirred up my servant against me, to set an ambush, as he is doing this very day." Then Doeg the Edomite, who stood with Saul's servants, said, "I saw the son of Jesse coming to Ahimelech, the son of Ahitub, at Nob. He inquired of the Lord for him, gave him provisions, and the sword of Goliath the Philistine." Then the king summoned Ahimelech, the priest, the son of Ahitub, and all his father's house, and the priests who were at Nob. All of them came to the king. Saul said, "Listen, you son of Ahitub." "Here I am, my lord," he replied. Saul accused him, "Why have you conspired against me, you and the son of Jesse? You gave him bread and a sword, and have inquired of God for him, so that he has risen up against me to set an ambush, as he is doing this very day." Then Ahimelech answered the king, "Who among all your servants is so faithful as David? He is even the king's son-in-law, and the captain over your bodyguard, and respected in your house. Was today the first time I have inquired of God for him? Certainly not. May the king not impute anything against his servant, or against all the house of my father, for your servant knows nothing of all this, more or less." Then the king snarled, "You will surely die, Ahimelech, you and all your father's house." The king ordered the guards who stood by him, "Turn and kill the priests of the Lord, because they have sided with David, and because they knew that he was fleeing and did not inform me." But the king's servants would not lift a hand against the priests of the Lord. Then the king said to Doeg, "You turn and kill the priests." So Doeg the Edomite turned, and he killed the priests. He slew that day 85 people who wore a linen ephod. He also struck down Nob, the city of the priests, with the edge of the sword, men and women, children and infants, oxen, donkeys, and sheep. One of the sons of Ahimelech, the son of Ahitub, named Aviathar, escaped and fled to David. Aviathar told David that Saul had killed the priests of the Lord. David said to Aviathar, "I knew on that day, when Doeg was there, that he would certainly tell Saul, 'I have caused the death of all the people of your father's house. Stay with me, do not be afraid. For he who seeks my life also seeks your life. You will be safe with me.'"